All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. Tonight, we go back north of the border for Pro Wrestling America versus Stu Hart's Stampede Wrestling. Tonight, we have more than just a return match for the IAW International Heavyweight title, as inaugural champion Owen Hart is now the challenger for Austin Idol's new title. We have seven other matches between the great superstars of the PWA and Stampede Wrestling. But before all that, we have two matches that contain only one of the promotions. We'll start off with Curtis Thompson and Booker T from the PWA. Then we'll shift to a number one contender match for Stampede Wrestling's North American television title, currently held by Dynamite Kid. In that match, it will be Tim Storm and Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Other matches include superstar Billy Graham facing Big John Studd, Illinois champion Iceman King Parsons facing Rocky Maivia, American champion Jerry the King Lawler facing Rowdy Roddy Piper, and American tag team champions the Fabulous Ones facing off against the Hardy Boys. This is going to be a great card tonight. But before we get to the action, we go back to this past weekend. The house shows in Quincy and Galesburg on the way out to Edmonton. Friday night in Quincy, we had Sergeant Buddy Parker defeating Ken Wayne. Devin Storm defeating Brooklyn Brawler. Robert Fuller defeating Southern Psycho Elliot Russell. Steve Kern defeating Iron Mike Sharp. Mike Jones defeating Rick Martel by countout. Razor Ramon defeating Al Perez. And in that main event, superstar Billy Graham defeating Booker T. So, Quincy was not the town for Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. What can I say? All right, the next night in Galesburg, you had Nightmare Danny Davis defeating Lieutenant James Earl Wright. Chad Fortune defeating Beef Stew Lou Marconi by disqualification. Jimmy Golden defeating Sigmund. Interstate 74 title on the line as Johnny B. Badd kept the title, defeating Dangerous Doug Gilbert by countout. Yeah, Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin defeating Brian Christopher. And in that main event, you had the living legend Larry Zbysko defeating Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. So a great run through Quincy and Galesburg this past weekend. But now we're in Edmonton. Let's get to the action. Curtis Thompson versus Booker T, take two. Alexander comes out and says that with a few new updates to the computer algorithm, there is no stopping her men from taking over the PWA. The computer predicts a Thompson victory in 14 minutes. Booker T comes down to the ring and asks for the microphone. He tells the great crowd in Edmonton there is no way that this sucker can last 14 minutes against him. As the match progresses, Booker T seems to know more than the computer. Thompson lasts longer than he did last week, but he still can't find a way to defeat Booker T. Thompson goes for some move off the top rope. I'm not really sure which one. But Booker T nails him with a spin heel kick to get the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 58 seconds. Your winner is Booker T. The gauntlet continues on next week with Thompson versus Booker T. Now we go to the number one contender match for the North American television title. And this is Tim Storm facing off against Jim the Anvil Neidhart. And Storm and Neidhart are set for what is surely going to be a great match. But the match's start gets pushed aside for a moment or two as North American television champion Dynamite Kid comes down to the ring and tells both men that neither of them have what it takes to take the title away from him. He announces that he's going to sit at the announce table for the match to see what happens. Dynamite Kid doesn't interfere in the match, but his presence is a distraction to both wrestlers. Even in this short match, both men slide out of the ring to confront him at the announce table. When Neidhart is at the announce table, Storm climbs out and sends him into the ring post before rolling him into the ring and nailing him with the perfect Storm for the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 59 seconds. So the number one contender for Dynamite Kid's North American television title in Stampede is Tim Storm. All right, now we get to the action one-on-one with PWA facing off against Stampede. First match is Blacktop Bully from the PWA facing off against Rocky Johnson. and Bully and Johnson have a great match. Bully tries to make the match a brawl, but that gets him in trouble as Johnson nails the Johnson Shuffle for the pin in a time of 5 minutes, 15 seconds. Next match has Superstar Billy Graham facing off against Big John Studd. In a battle of powerhouses, Graham and Studd excite the crowd throughout their match. Both men have great moments where they can showcase their power over each other. Graham misses a splash into the corner. Studd takes over and gets the pin after a backbreaker in a time of 12 minutes, 42 seconds. So right now, Stampede is up 2-0 in the head-to-head. Next match has Iceman King Parsons, your Illinois heavyweight champion, facing off against Rocky Maivia. In what is truly a dream match, I'm one of those that believes that Iceman would have had greater success if he had been pushed better by Fritz Von Erich or picked up and pushed by Crockett or McMahon. Not that he had likely had the career that The Rock had, but it would have been interesting to see. Iceman and Rocky have a great match. Both men show their balance of speed and power throughout the match. Rocky goes for the Rock Bottom, but Missy climbs onto the ring apron. Rocky releases Iceman and starts to yell at Missy. Missy slaps him across the face. As Rocky turns around, Iceman nails him with the butt thump and rolls him up for the pin with a handful of tights. In a time of 10 minutes, 3 seconds, your winner is Iceman King Parsons. All right, so now we've made it 2-1 in favor of Stampede. Next match has Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Davey Boy Smith. Gilbert and Smith have a quick match, but it is one that neither wrestler will forget. Smith tries to keep the match slow and methodical, but Gilbert ends the match with a fireball while Missy distracts referee Stan Stasiak. Gilbert rolls Smith up. While Stasiak gets into position, Gilbert puts his feet on the ropes. Smith tries to explain what happened to Stasiak, but the referee says he can only deal with what he sees. So Eddie Gilbert gets the win in a time of 4 minutes, 55 seconds. So now we've tied it up, 2-2. Next match has the Rock and Roll RPMs facing off against D'Lo Brown and the Godfather. The RPMs look confident in their chances against the former North American Tag Team Champions, but D'Lo and the Godfather completely dominate the match. Godfather hits the pimp drop on Lane, and Brown nails the lowdown for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 55 seconds. Your winners are D'Lo Brown and the Godfather. All right, next match has Jerry the King Lawler, your American heavyweight champion, facing off against Rowdy Roddy Piper. And Lawler and Piper have an absolutely amazing match. Piper makes Lawler work for every moment he's in the ring. Lawler struggles to keep the match in his favor. For almost the entire 30-minute time limit, both men leave everything out on the mat. Piper pulls out a chain from his tights and nails Lawler with it to get the pin in a time of 28 minutes, 19 seconds. After the match, Piper grabs the microphone and demands that the next time they step into the ring, that Lawler defends the American heavyweight title. Stu has already told Piper that his one and only shot at the world, at the international heavyweight title as a representative of Stampede Wrestling has already been squandered. He wants another shot, especially after Owen Hart regains that title tonight. Lawler doesn't respond to Piper's challenge. He merely takes his title belt and heads back to the dressing room. Wouldn't that be a great thing to see Rowdy Roddy Piper in the PWA as the American Heavyweight Champion, or just as a wrestler in general? But right now he's in Stampede. All right, last match before we get to the main event. The American Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Ones, facing off against the Hardy Boys. This match highlights the difference in styles between these two teams. The Fabulous Ones seek to keep the match on the mat, but you really can't ground Jeff Hardy. In the midst of a brawl with all four men in the ring, Matt hits the Twist of Fate on Lane while Jeff goes for a Swanton on Kern. Kern gets his knees up, taking Jeff out of the match. While Matt celebrates what he expects to be an easy win now, Kern turns him around and drills him into the mat with a pile driver. He drags Lane on top of Matt and tells referee Jerry Calhoun to make the pinfall count. Jeff tries to make it back into the ring, but Kern nails him with a forearm smash on the ring apron. So your winners are the Fabulous Ones in a time of 19 minutes, 15 seconds. So now we get to the main event. IAW International Heavyweight title on the line. Universal heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against former champion and the inaugural champion Owen Hart. Both men have a great showing in this match, but the whole match is tainted by Rowdy Roddy Piper's appearance at ringside. Owen pays him little attention, but Idol is wary. As Owen grabs an advantage after a catapult into the corner, Piper becomes Owen's biggest cheerleader. Idol rakes Owen's eyes to create a bit of space and tosses him out of the ring. Piper checks on Owen as Idol climbs out of the ring. As Owen gets to his feet, Idol nails him from behind with a clothesline. He and Piper stare at each other. Piper tells Idol that he doesn't want to mess with him. He needs to focus on Owen and his title match. As Idol turns around, Owen nails him with a European uppercut. Idol staggers back into Piper. Piper and Idol get into a shoving match outside the ring as Owen rolls into the ring, barely making it back into the ring before Stan Stasiak's 10 count. Owen Hart wins the match by countout in a time of 34 minutes, 41 seconds, but Austin Idol is still the International Heavyweight Champion. And Owen believes it's all Piper's fault. Owen grabs the microphone and demands a match with Piper. A loser leaves town match. Piper waves him off and heads back to the dressing room. Idol grabs his title belt and leaves the ring area as well. The episode ends with the victorious Owen really irritated at tonight's turn of events. All right, so if I've got my count right, Stampede still wins the head-to-head 5-3, but Austin Idol is still the International Heavyweight Champion. Owen could not take the belt away from him, and yes, I would say it is very much due to Rowdy Roddy Piper. So what's going to happen with that? Well, that's Stampede Wrestling. I'm not real worried about that. I worry about the PWA. So what we're going to do is next week, we're going to be at the State Farm Center again, and we're going to have a great lineup as we have the last round of the Round Robin tournament. So you'll have matches where the Nightmares face off against Living Legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Billy Graham and Italian Stallion face the Gilbert Brothers. The Fabulous Ones defend the American Tag Team titles against State Patrol. The Acolytes face the Heat Seekers, and the Stud Stable face the Gorgeous Gentlemen. We'll also, of course, have Take 3 of Curtis Thompson and Booker T, and Johnny B. Bad defending the Interstate 74 title. So, a lot of stuff going on next week. Come back for it, especially as we end up the Round Robin Tournament next week as we hit Round 11. But until next week, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We'll see you next week.